Oh.
We're rolling.
So here's the chain of events.
We're rolling.
We all get together.
It's over now. I love the mood that this song brings. It's really inviting. Really brings in the, inviting to the spirit.
I just think it's a great introduction to the show.
Yeah. The show that we call
Small Potatoes, a show where we talk about the inconsequential tidbits of life.
So you don't have fun like queuing up that second part. You just kind of throw it in there.
It's just so much easier.
It's one sentence.
It doesn't need to be though. It's two separate sound bites. Have fun in the middle, maybe. Like a bumper.
Okay,
like,
but
it's not us. It's Jesus. Jesus is the one doing
it. If you get a sponsor, Jesus.
He's trigger happy. He's pressing the buttons.
You know how like when you know you practice something and then when you go perform it? Like when you practice your
Your
speech in class.
You're
like, it's supposed to be a 10-minute speech. And then you do your speech and you end after like 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah.
It's kind of that. I think Jesus gets a little bit of nervous and he just kind of blurts it all out. There's not very much improv, Jesus.
Yeah,
he's always been told what to do. He's just a good listener.
He didn't like cheat out and then gesture to like his photos that he brought or his PowerPoint. And then like gesture to the other side and like address the class. He didn't do any of that. He just laid it all at once.
He wrote down all of his sermons exactly. And he read them word for word.
And when Peter or like one of them like fucked up the prompter, he'd just be like,
he like stares off for 10-second looks.
All right, but this is the potato show where we bring potatoes every week.
There's little bitties.
And there's a little bitty one that Spencer, you were trying to tell me about.
I don't know how little of a bitty this is, but this is a bitty. And I didn't know how to like respond or react to this thing that happened to me. So I met up with this friend who I haven't seen in like 3 years. We went to college together and he was in town. And I was like, oh, like let's go out and hang out.
Already a small potato? Let's go.
And we did. And we were hanging out and it was fun. And then he tells me, oh, like I started in OnlyFans. And I was like, awesome. You know, like, awesome.
So much money.
Good
love
for
it.
You.
Driving
but
a Range
also,
Rover?
Like, you know, when a friend tells me like, oh, I started a band or like I started a podcast. I'm like, oh, I want to listen to it or like I want to hear you.
Sure.
Oh. When a friend tells me I started OnlyFans, I'm like, well, I don't want
to. Can I take a peek?
How do I support this friend is what I'm saying without…
Yes. Yes.
Because I don't want to watch his OnlyFans.
See, if someone tells you that they have a podcast or a band, you can check out that band or podcast and be like, okay, like, only like a couple followers on Instagram. It's not really a big deal. Clearly, it's not a big thing. Or with the band, like, oh, you can see their monthly listeners. But with OnlyFans, it's like, are you like… You just have one? Are you like a top 1%er? Or are you like…
Yeah.
What's your status on this podcast?
You know what's funny?
World.
What's funny is if you're not listening really that well, like if you're like kind of tuning out when they tell you that, you're like, oh, can you send me the link? And they're like, what?
Can I find it on your…
Yeah, how can I find it? That is so… Because like, yeah, like when…
How do you be
supportive?
Only
answer that probably they ever receive is, oh, okay.
Cool.
Oh.
Awesome.
There's no follow-up.
Aren't you worried about future hirees?
It's
going to be out there forever on the internet.
That's hilarious.
It was great. And that's all I said. I really do, though, want to support. I'm like, I want you to be successful.
But you don't want to watch him.
In this porn stardom. But
you
don't
want to see it.
I don't want to watch him.
You know, it's almost like there was
people?
A way
do
to
I
support.
Do I send it to friends and say, hey?
No.
Hey,
I don't think OnlyFans is like
you,
that.
You like getting off.
You know what?
I don't think OnlyFans is a word of mouth kind of thing. I think it's mostly self-promotion. Where they see it. Because he's probably like, you know people that know my parents. Maybe don't spread it to people that know me.
Your friend should also have a promotion option. Like a buy me a coffee like Small Potatoes has. Where You say, hey, I want to contribute, but I don't really want to watch.
What is our Buy Me a Coffee?
I think it's Buy Me a Coffee /Small Potatoes.
Oh, cool.
No pod in there because I'm a dummy, but besides that.
I think that feature certainly does exist. You can tip people without watching their content. I think you can do that on any platform. You can donate money without...
I just Venmo him. Hey,
can we say
here's
for
your, you can, you can, I'm pretty sure like there's buttons.
Your troubles.
There's tips. On Twitter, it's called tips. So you just send someone money and it doesn't matter what for or why. You can just send an account money. I think it works the same way on OnlyFans.
Can we talk about OnlyFans a little bit more?
Please.
So I feel like with most people on OnlyFans, when you find out they have an OnlyFans, like, wait, what? Or like you see on their Instagram, there's like a link and you're like, wait a minute, there's an OnlyFans. This person's... And it's like, top 0.5%, and you're like, whoa, this person's like, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Right? But then it's like, there's got to be a lot of OnlyFans accounts that have
no
followers.
I have spoken to an OnlyFans person. Uh-huh. And
you have the inside scoop.
Flat out told me that that's just a marketing lie, that everyone does that. Everyone says I'm a top whatever percent, and they're all lying, essentially.
Okay.
To quickly answer that.
Does anybody have like one follower? Where it's just like that one person's like, Hell yeah. Me and all these other guys, they love looking at your shit. And they have no idea that it's just one. And it's, I feel like it's kind of funny. Like imagine just starting OnlyFans and like putting some effort into it. And then you got like three. They're like just a group of three dudes or whatever.
Milk those dudes. Yeah. Or all they have.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like in my mind, everyone has a million.
Right.
But like, I think it's kind of a more funny, intimate thing for everyone to have like four.
Most people I've talked to who are like, oh, I used to have one. I had like a few hundred and made like $1,000 in a few months. Like that's most stories that I've heard. Like I've heard of the lower percenters.
$1,000 in a few months.
The person
months?
Who told me that top 1% of people are lying.
Very little. I don't want that.
She was doing pretty well for herself. But I've talked to a handful of gals who are like, yeah, I had one for a few months in college. And I made a few $100. And then I stopped. And that's like most stories.
Oh, really?
And they'll have like a few dozen or a few
people I know
followers.
Are like driving Porsches and they're like, yeah, like it's just
yeah,
play
no,
money.
There's those people too. There's those people too. But
gosh, that's so cool. I could start one.
We should start one as a podcast.
A small potatoes only. Guys,
there's only fans.
I think
we could
do
nude recordings.
Yeah.
So it's the same content, but
the
nude.
Same content, but just casually.
But
nude.
We're making a lot more eye contact.
It has to be like full locked. So if you're not looking at someone, it's like zip zap.
A siren goes
it's like
off.
Zip,
like,
zap,
you looked
zap,
at my penis.
Yeah.
There's actually not supposed to be any eye contact, only dick contact. The person that's talking, you just stare.
Yeah.
At their penis.
You address their penis.
Address their penis, please.
Look,
Anthony's penis. You brought some potatoes to share. I heard they're pretty wacky.
Put the microphones. There's separate microphones down there, so we can just. Videos.
We could put these little foam things on the ends of them.
Okay, so listeners.
There's a lot of comedy here that we could.
If you like that.
Potential.
If you like that idea, listeners, write us in. Send us a mail letter.
Send us coffee money.
Yeah, and then say, we want that content. And we'll do it. I'm not down. You know?
I'm not down either.
I want to make some extra
cash. You know who we should partner with actually is what every podcast partners with. MeUndies.
Oh. MeUndies. We should do
MeUndies. And do a OnlyFans in our MeUndies.
Okay, so we just stick our dicks through the wraps.
Yeah, this goes through.
The little like whatever lettuce wraps are. What are the
lettuce
flaps?
Wrap.
The flaps.
The
it's a flap. I think it's just a flap.
Yeah, the peepholes.
The pee flap.
We'll just let them dangle out, but we still have the MeUndies on.
We
so
have
it's MeUndies like sponsored.
On.
Which apparently they use in Europe. Supposedly.
What?
People use those peeholes.
The peeholes.
I use it.
Apparently, they use them in Europe.
No, you do not.
I do now.
You zip your pants down and then you pull it out of the hole?
Well, sometimes, depending on like what we've talked about this, but depending on what kind of pant it is, I will do that.
Crazy.
But if it's like a sweat pant or something like that, it's a hole over the lid.
We have talked about this. Yeah.
All right. So
I just found out that MeUndies sells jock straps. So,
dude, they're so comfy. I'm wearing some.
That's sexy. We could do that.
I'm wearing some MeUndies right now, actually.
You're wearing your MeUndies jock strap?
No, well, black ones. But yeah.
Okay.
I am. They're like it's like a jock strap, but I just like the waist. So I cut everything off.
You only wear
I just like a little like it's like a belt for my skin.
It's a rubber band.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's three times softer than cotton.
With a logo. A soft rubber band.
Yeah, that's hey, did you bring a little bitty? I think you were
I brought a potato. This potato comes from our friends at McDonald's. Have it your way. And my potato is specifically, I experienced this today. My potato is that there is never enough orange juice when you get McDonald's breakfast. It's so sweet and delicious and sugary that every time I'm sipping on, I don't even want it most of the time. I'm just like, just give me the breakfast sandwich and the hash browns.
You don't want it.
I don't even want the OJ. And then I'm like, then I take a little sip to wash down my biscuit. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, it's pretty good. And I take a few more sips and it's pretty tasty. By the fourth sip, oh, there's a ton of sugar in this. That's why I can't stop drinking it. Yeah. And then by the end of my meal, it's gone. And there's just, and I've even gotten large size orange juices. I still sip that thing all the way down before I even finish my meal. And there's never enough OJ.
Okay.
And I know this is so specific.
This is so
and you guys
specific.
Don't have to have a take, but that's my potato.
Okay. I'm going to give you a take.
Smaller the better, right?
Show is. Yeah,
smaller
it,
the better.
I have to. I literally paid to give you a take and the listeners a take. My take is fuck McDonald's breakfast. But
I knew it.
In order to get near to what you're saying, I will say—
Make it relatable for the kids at home.
For the kids at home, ready? The milks, the little tiny milks—
Perfect.
—are even smaller than the orange juices. And there's really just two sips. You get a little chocolate milk. One, two, gone.
Okay. Gone.
And now it's just a toy that you try to like suck your lips in and you like create a ring around your mouth. And
get the Kylie Jenner lips.
Yeah. Yeah. But I get it with the milks. With the orange
just
juice.
Saying that OJ is just that Minute Maid OJ is so sugary and so tasty.
It's very sugary. Yes.
I think that's just the brand of McDonald's. I honestly
it's just
think
like pack it with sugar.
They pack their drinks with more sugar than anybody else.
Yeah.
No, they don't. How? Why
yum,
do you think?
Yum, yum, yum,
no,
yum.
Because there's a lot. There's so many around us though. They're trustable. You know, we could trust them.
Because there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of McDonald's.
Because they're popular and everyone.
And they're cheap.
Their whole thing is
sugar.
Styles.
Ready, watch. I'll tell you why you're wrong. Sugar is extra ingredients that they have to put in their things, which
so
means it costs more money.
More expensive.
But how is McDonald's so cheap?
It's so economical of you.
I'm just saying. How is McDonald's so cheap if they're putting extra sugar in things? That would cost more money.
It's so funny because when we say this, I know it's in the mix. It's in the soda mix. But in my head, I'm picturing like, McDonald's employees like emptying sugar packets just into your soda and then being
separate.
Like, number 68.
just stevia packets?
Yeah,
just, like, in
just
the back.
Like, well, regular sugar, not stevia.
Okay, but like, so those like.
That would
little,
be even more expensive.
Like for coffee, like just like ripping them?
Yeah, just like little sugar packets, like Sweet and Low's. Even though they don't sell Sweet and Low, they sell like McDonald's brand. But for this image in my head, it's little pink Sweet and Low's. And they're just dumping it into your soda and then they're serving it and you're going, yum, yum, yum. Same with my OJ.
That's what, that's in the OJ.
Imagine having that shift where you're just the guy who just.
The sugar guy?
Just the sugar guy.
Sugar man.
Hey, didn't you work at in In-N-Out?
I worked at In-N-Out.
Wasn't that what the lemonade was? Like,
pink lemonade is so gross. I would never, ever, ever in my
whole
life.
Tell us,
drink that ever.
I don't want to know, but
tell me. The secrets.
Well, it's just like soda, basically. Like,
that's fine.
Which is fine. And I do drink soda, which
drink
is terrible.
Drink high C.
Yeah. But like, it is
C.
like
poison.
The nasty. It comes in like, remember, okay, speaking of like milk, remember when milk was in bags and you would like poke it through a straw? Remember those things, those milk bags?
No.
I'm aware of their existence.
Okay. I used to have them all the time as a kid. Fucking gross.
Milk in a bag?
That was like, so that's what
they do it in Japan and Canada.
The pink lemonade. They used to do it when we were kids too here. Anyway.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right.
I believe you.
So it comes in like a giant bag of just pure crystalline pink sugar.
Oh my God.
And it is so syrupy. It's so sticky and gross. It's just straight up syrup. And then you pour some water over it. And then that's it.
That's what all drinks are.
I know that's what all drinks are, but it was like the process of like watching it happen. And like you have this like dirty 16-year-old doing it in the back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Versus like a dirty soda machine doing it.
But technically you're cleaner because In-N-Out, you can't touch your face, right?
That dirty 16-year-old is like cleaner than your average soda hooker upper.
Yeah.
You would think so, but you know, anybody that's like in the back, you know, like shucking the potatoes. That is the dirtiest work. And that like they do the pink soda right next to where they're shucking potatoes.
Where was that? Is that the worst job? Was that the worst In-N-Out job?
You shuck corn. You don't shuck potatoes.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm wrong. Then you're shucking corn.
Was that the worst job at In-N-Out?
filling up the pink lemonade?
Or no, the potatoes.
Yeah. Because you would have to wear this like rubber apron. It got really hot. And you're just like peeling potatoes all over the ground.
What's the best job? Drive-through? No. They seem like they're having fun.
No, the drive-through, the person that's taking orders in the drive-through, best job.
Standing
that's
outside. Job? Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Not like the, not the person in the window. Because you have like other responsibilities.
And what's great about that too is you don't have to deal with the customer if it got, if they got it wrong. Because like if you're the cashier, they go right back up to you and you're like, I took my order with you and there's no pickles on this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But at the drive-through, it's like out of my hair.
Beautiful shift. Yeah. You just you go through. If it's like kind of empty and boring, you're just
hanging.
Yeah.
Even it, but and you're all cold. Like on a headset. And so you're just like, you start messing with everybody.
Breaker.
Talking to the cook because the cook also has his little headset on.
Oh, nice. It's great. So you're like, hey, can I get 3 whole grilled? And they're like, fuck.
And fast food cooks have the funniest things to say.
Oh, always. Always. They've all just got
nuggets of wisdom the live long day.
The only thing that like I genuinely like get nervous thinking about if I ever had to work in In-N-Out. Because unlike all other like fast food places, it just seems like the smallest and like the like smallest workspace, but like the fastest working. Like it was just, everyone's like running, but it's also like 2 square feet.
They're booking it. I live right now next to the smallest In-N-Out I've ever seen.
Really?
And they have like 30 people in there. And I'm always
a full staff.
My God. This looks horrible in there.
Corner, behind. Yes, chef. Heard chef. Go.
It's basically an assembly
line.
Like
people are just, it's like those puzzles where you move the squares and there's like one blank square.
It's rush hour.
And like everyone's just kind of like shuffling around each other, but like no one's actually doing anything.
Exactly what it is.
I heard if you go in a certain combination though, you unlock a secret door.
To the secret menu?
Yeah.
Everyone already knows
that's
anyway.
Where the animal fries live.
Already been posted online. That's where they keep the animals.
You have to move the workers.
That's where
around.
They keep the livestock for the animal fries.
That's the worst job. Okay.
What do you do at In-N-Out? I heard goats. Huh.
Do they have goat cheese or something?
No. It's just like the secret formation that we have to do.
Secret.
Okay. Here's a small potato. It has to do with driving next to the police. And this is just a funny concept that I was just thinking about. I was having a conversation the other day about it. And it's when a cop is driving slow, like, and you're faster and like the whole street is faster than the cop. Mm-hmm. First of all, fuck you, cop. Because now I'm upset. But it's the scariest feeling is when you are like passing a cop because they are slower than you. And you're like, hey, I'm passing you. Under my legal right to pass you as a fair and safe driver.
Yeah, but you don't know if that cop had a bad day.
Obeying the speed limit.
It's so scary. You're like barely passing. You no one ever passes a cop fast. It's just like barely inching, and then they get to look at you for a long time because you're going that slow.
So slow.
And you're just like
make eye contact as you pass.
You're a full 10-2 or 9-3 or whatever like that. Yeah. And you're just like straight ahead. And even though you have your Apple CarPlay going on, you don't want to be caught dead, like
never
looking.
Oh my God, I was next to a cop and I like changed the song. I just clicked my phone. It was up there on the thingy and I just clicked the phone. I'm like, no, I swear. I was just clicking one thing. I wasn't navigating anything.
So slowly past the cop, and it's the most nerve-wracking thing. And then once you get like a football field past the cop or whatever like that, you're like, ah, fuck you, cop. And you go back to 80 and it's like, whatever. And it's fine again.
And then you lay it down.
But like, it's that just quick moment of like having to pass the cop and it feels like it takes like 3 miles to finally like pass it without you like getting in trouble.
I just never do it. I can't handle that pressure.
You just go around.
I'm just staying behind the cop.
I'm behind
you until you decide to get off the freeway.
Kinda, yeah.
That'd be a fun feature for like Waze to adopt. Because they already have like, there's cops here, there's roadblocks here, go around. But if they actually had like a avoid cops setting and it would just take you, if there were cops, if there was a cop sighting and someone reported it, it would take you around the cop like on the next block.
Oh, okay. So what would happen? I feel like that would maybe make for a lot of weird random like turnoffs. Because like if there is a cop
on a neat feature.
Yeah, but like they don't, you're going straight for 16 miles, but then on mile four, like,
gets off the freeway.
Video, like all of a sudden, we are turning real life into a video game, like Grand Theft Auto, where you can like see the map in your left
right.
corner.
That's what I want.
The red dot is the
combat. I want a GTA map that shows how mad they are at
me. Hear me out. If cops have to have those cameras on their chests and stuff like that, then why can't they should just be live transmitting to Apple Maps every day, all day long, where they are without any problems?
They certainly should and could, but will they? That's a big potato.
I want that. It'd be nice.
We're getting into big potato territory.
I just want to get to my destination faster, is all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah,
I get it. I get it.
That's all.
Avoid the cops.
That's all. That was my potato. That's the one, a little bitty there.
Ah, but that's like the cop's favorite thing is to like sneak up on you. In like traffic cop or not, like that's, they love it so much to like pop up. And
their
be like,
sirens always have
here.
To be on.
You're like, ah, cops. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But that sirens always have to be on.
I like that.
That's
always.
Good. That would be so fucking.
It would make
annoying.
Things feel like like dystopian. Like I almost said zootopian. That would make things feel so dystopian if you're just like in the city, just sirens
Hobbs.
Everywhere
oh
all the time.
So much like Zootopia, it'd be crazy. Is there so much going on?
I would
on
love
there?
That. I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
Okay.
I'd live there.
So okay. I'll read off my next one. I don't know how small of a potato this is. Sorry, guys. But
hold on, yeah. Pre-sorry. Just so you guys know, this is all a joke. You guys love to hate on that one reel that we have that talked about DoorDash literally being DoorDash.
Oh, people got so mad at us
it's
about
so
the DoorDash
funny.
So
got,
funny.
It's because like the whole show is small potatoes and all of it doesn't matter. And we're just making a joke based off of it being called DoorDash and it's not happening. And people are like, fuck you guys. You guys don't even tip. And it's like, all right,
after
cool.
After we said.
Yeah.
And I want to point out, now that we're on it, I had a bit where the DoorDash driver was calling me, the customer, a dog to come fetch the food. And there were multiple comments like, how dare you
call them a
they
dog.
Are working so hard. How dare you call them dogs? They are working hard to deliver your food. They're probably poor and you're calling them dogs?
Yeah, and they're
No. They called me a dog in my head.
Yeah, on the comedy podcast, Small Potatoes is where you saw that reel, by the way. Go ahead.
Thank you for that interlude there. Okay, so it has come to my attention that I react to old people's deaths poorly.
Don't
That's
we all?
Great
Does
intro.
Anyone react well?
I react to old people's deaths poorly.
Poorly.
Okay.
And not in the way of like I get overly emotional about it. It's opposite.
The latter.
I of like, oh, good for them. Like
good for them.
They lived a long life. Awesome.
They finished the
Great.
They crossed the finish line.
They did it.
Yeah.
Amen. Have fun. And the one thing that I'm harking back to in my mind was my own grandfather's death, which Anthony was present for. Mm-hmm.
Anthony killed
remember.
Him. Anthony held the knife.
Murdered him.
No.
Listen.
And Spencer twisted it.
I also acted poorly. Now I think hindsight.
Like, what are you supposed to say? What was I supposed to say? Was
don't
I supposed
murder
to
my
not
grandfather,
say
maybe.
Anything about it? Yeah.
Say, don't murder my grandfather, Anthony.
Here's
Call
what
the
happened.
Police. Anthony's trying to kill my grandfather.
Yeah, you did a lot of things wrong.
here's what really happened, Trevor. And I want your opinion on like
okay.
how, what like what I should have done.
Yes.
And what Anthony should have
what
done.
What age are we at?
We are in college.
20.
Oh.
And
okay. I'm thinking like, childhood.
Now I remember, like this is like a year. Ago.
This
I was
like
mad,
3 years ago.
I was thinking about when my grandpa died when I was like 10. I didn't know how to like help my mother through that when I was 10. Well, like see, you guys are like full ass emotionally developed adults.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, listen.
Go ahead,
now, until 25.
Listen, ready? We're in college. It is finals week. We are all Tough Anthony, week. Anthony's girlfriend, myself. We're all sitting down.
Such an inconvenient
together.
Time to die during finals week.
I know, grandfather. Grandpa, what the hell, man? And I get a call from my mom. I know my grandpa is like sick. And I got a call from my mom. So I was like, okay, like I'm going to answer this. Mm-hmm. I like leave.
Grandpa might be
it.
Dead.
I leave, answer it. Grandpa's dead. I come back to studying. And like, what am I supposed to say besides
is
like…
Is your mother's father?
Yeah, my mom's
dad. And your mother is telling you the…
Yeah,
that her father has just died.
Yeah, and I was great over the phone. I was
how quick? How long did you console her?
I was probably like 10 minutes.
That's enough.
But I have, mind you, I have six siblings.
Yeah. You only have to do a sixth of the consoling.
She was with my other brother.
Of, that's over an hour. Of, yeah. That's more than you get with a therapist.
She's got enough grief counseling.
You only get 50 minutes with a therapist. Each of us.
I come back to Anthony and his girlfriend, and I'm just like, my grandpa died just now. So anyway, I have to study phosphorus.
So the battle of
and like Anthony and his girlfriend are just like, oh.
So, you know what's even harder?
Is reacting when you're to someone's non-reaction. Well, okay. Well, we'll get to that, but I think you're totally not weird for that. I mean, I was just talking to some friends about this actually who were all like, yeah, I didn't react at all when my grandfather died. Like, we weren't close. And I'm like, me too. And everyone's like, yeah, I had a great grandma that was 100 and she died, didn't feel anything. It's like, I think that's relatable. I think that's a relatable potato.
That's the other thing. We were close. My grandfather and I, we were buds.
You're just like expecting it.
Yeah. And I was just like, he's 90.
Yeah.
That's a really full life.
Yeah.
It's
weird. Yeah. I remember that happening. Yeah,
when friends do it to me, but I've had a couple friends do it to me now. And I'm just
I have had that happen. Well, and I'm just like, shit happens. Back to whatever I was doing.
That is the natural order of things.
Yeah. Are we shocked?
I hope that it was your grandfather that died and not like your mom yet or something.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. How old was he? 89. Well, all right. I'm gonna order some nachos. So like, he was 55. That's really sad. I'm so sorry. He was 85. Oh well, okay. anyway, so
he was 93. Okay, keep passing it along. Yeah, my turn to smoke now. Yeah. Because it's one of those things. It's just so weird because I'm just like, okay.
You good? Yeah, I'm good. All right.
Okay.
We'll never speak of this again. We don't have to.
Can we go back to playing New Girl now? Because like,
right. it's been paused for a while, and like the screensaver. And
yeah.
Now I got to press it twice, and I just think you could have been shorter on the phone.
We were in the middle of a bit here, and it's kind of
like now the jokes can be ruined. You gotta go. I gotta start the scene over again.
I'm gonna want to rewind it, and I'm gonna rewind it too far next time.
Just call your mom back.
Put off the call.
Say, can I text you back?
Just get the necessary info and then. And like
I don't
want
to be. I really don't want to be a dick. But I'm gonna press play, and we're gonna see that there's 30 seconds left of the episode. And I was like, we could have just finished it. I'm just saying,
like,
just
mom, I'm really sorry to hear about your dad. I'm really sorry, truly. Like, he was a great man. I'm so sorry, but like, we just started a game of beer pong, and they're waiting for me. Everyone's staring at me. I have to go.
It's my turn.
I have to go. And I already did my celeb, so it's not like someone can go for me.
We only get one celeb, mom. Only one. That's funny.
I only had one father.